Good morning, darling. It's a fine time for a little old stroll on deck, ain't it? Look at that beautiful crystal blue water. The Mediterranean is something, isn't it? You just get lost looking at it, don't you? Yes, it's perfectly enchanting. I'm sorry, but do you want something, Miss Dolores Spatch? I write under the byline Dispatch for the New Evening World News. They got me covering celebrities and world travel, and that sort of thing. And by gum, if you aren't the biggest celebrity on board, ain't you? Don't bother introducing yourself, darling. Of course I know who you are. If you'd only allow me, I'd like to borrow just a moment of your time. I'm aboard the Aphrodite as part of my employment, to ask questions of such luminaries as yourself. As, for instance, what classy designer do you happen to be wearing just now? That is the most striking, exotic little number I have ever had the pleasure to lay my eyes upon. Won't you tell me where you picked that up? Miss Spatch, if you'll excuse me, I'm a little distracted at the moment. Perhaps we can table this interview until another time, when I can give your questions the attention they deserve. I'm waiting for breakfast to arrive so that I may properly serve my husband, you understand? Your husband? Well, why didn't you say so? A brand new blushing bride such as yourself. No wonder you're a bundle of nerves. Is there anything I can do to help?
No, that's all right, if you just leave me be.
No, please. I'm his wife. Just wake my husband and ask him. I know I look different than when I came on board, but you must understand. I'm a scientist.
Well, my word. Excuse me, officers, but perhaps I can be of assistance. This poor little thing is my protege. There must have been some kind of misunderstanding. You see, we're about to have an interview with the famous Dr. Jekyll here, and it appears my protégé is neglected to dress. I'm sure she just wanted to make our subject feel comfortable. There were rumors that Dr. Jekyll had become a nudist, concerning her lack of attire partway through her wedding ceremony. But I'm sure we'll all have the complete story very soon, as now we can conduct the interview. That is, unless Dr. Jekyll here has any argument, I'm sure she'd like the facts to come out to her liking. What say you, ladies? Shall we retire ourselves to Dr. Jekyll's suite and have a lovely little old conversation? And did I hear you were serving breakfast as well? My, my, now won't that be delightful? Come on, honey, let's get you inside. Here, you can use my shawl as a wrap. Land sakes, you are chilled to the bone. Thank you, Miss Dolores Spatch of the New Evening World News. Come on now, there you go. Let us all be seated, ladies. I think what we have here is some kind of identification confusion, don't you? On the one hand, we've got this poor little dear, half naked and almost hauled off like some common stowaway. And on the other hand, we've got this tall, regal lady, dressed to the nines. If the nines were not too concerned about local decency laws, well, I don't think you'll be having any problems in this neck of the woods. My confusion here is based upon my previous knowledge. For I remember doing a piece on you, honey, when you first opened your medical practice a while back. I also recall writing a review of your scholarly work on the function of serotonin in the positive chemical reinforcement of the brain. Sadly, my editor cut that last piece to ribbons. He said it was too far above the average reader's head, which I always take as a compliment, hon. Thing is, I know you're the brains of this operation. And the man that I assume is in that bedroom is in fact your husband. I witnessed your startling transformation on the altar at your wedding, my dear. And while this fancy woman here is rather similar in carriage, grace, and attitude to your taller alter ego, I recognize a few key differences. Most notably that this woman is the spitting image of that debutante-turned-demon-on-rampage Miss Deborah Lavish, who is wanted by authorities for causing all sorts of destruction. Pick your next words carefully, Miss Spatch, if you don't wish to meet that particular demon. I have a tendency to lose control of myself when people make the mistake of angering me. And some nosy reporter printing my whereabouts would make me very upset. Don't get your britches in an uproar, sugar. We can just consider this chat off the record. Besides, I don't wish to spoil good time. But it seems to me that the real blushing bride here was about to get her honeymoon spoiled. Now why don't you tell me about that business with the ship's officers dragging you out of your suite? I'm afraid they didn't recognize me in my old body, which makes sense with me looking so different. I tried to explain, but they thought I had snuck in. Thank you again for rescuing me. But why did they barge in here in the first place? Did they see you in the window or something? Well, let me tell you what I observed from just outside. I saw Miss Lavish promenade out of this suite like a peacock and strut up to an officer looking like she had some serious business for him to attend to. And then a minute later, those five strapping crew members went in after you to haul you away. Angela, I was simply ordering her breakfast. This ridiculous woman is trying to create a sensationalist scandal to fuel her odious employment. And I don't think I can tolerate her indignant tone any further. Deborah? Did you tell them I was a stowaway? Did you? Angela, I'm sorry. I was being a fool. A bitter, angry, vengeful fool.
But why? I thought we had made peace, Deborah. You told me you loved me. I'm so sorry. It was evil of me. I hated Lola so much. You must understand. She forced me to end my engagement. She ruined my life. She threatened to murder me. I could never forgive her. That our friendship was all a lie. Can I never trust you again? Will you not be satisfied until you are rid of me? Why don't you just turn into your monster and kill me then? Or would it help if I became Lola first? No. No, I will never hurt you again. Come here, my sweetheart. I promised your husband that I wouldn't hurt you, and I failed you both with my vengeful heart. Please forgive me. We will find a way to defeat Lola through love and not cruelty or violence. I swear, I will not let you down this time. Thank you, Deborah. I already have an enemy inside me. I do not wish for us to be enemies again as well.
Oh, look at you two. So sweet. I'm so glad to see you kiss and make up. And I do like a happy ending. But will one of you mind telling me just who is Lola? I think it's time for you to go, Miss Batch.
You've done your good deed for the day, but now I believe you need to respect our privacy. And leave.
Actually, Deborah, I would like Miss Spatch to stay with us, if you don't mind. Possibly she can help us all to keep on our best behavior, as it were. Besides, I wouldn't mind having someone with whom I can discuss my serotonin research. Miss Spatch, I know you have a job to do, so I'd like to invite you to stay for that interview. Possibly a much longer interview than you might have expected. It's likely that I haven't given any scientific talk since my wedding day metamorphosis. And if you play your cards right, I could give you the story of the century.
Dr. Jekyll, I believe you have just earned yourself this reporter's full attention.
Darling, are you awake? We didn't want to disturb you, but you've got a delicious breakfast tray, and you do need to eat. May we serve you now? Good. Deborah, could you help him sit up? And fluff up his pillows for him.
Of course.
Here you go, beloved. You need some nourishment, and we are your angels of mercy. You are looking better, dear heart.
Don't mind little old me, gentle sir. What's a honeymoon without an intruding media presence, I always say. Your two charming ladies were just having a fascinating discussion with me. Now go ahead and eat your breakfast before it gets cold.
Would you like me to help you with that, darling? Here, let me feed my new husband. You're looking so much better. Are you feeling well? Would you like some toast? Butter or marmalade? There's jam as well, if you'd like.
Miss Spatch, if you don't mind, perhaps you could wait out in the suite and give the newlyweds some privacy. He has more than enough help here, and I don't wish to overwhelm him while he's still in recovery.
Oh, I could not agree more, Miss Lavish. Won't you join me in the suite, then? I would love to hear about your exciting adventures in escaping from the Duluth Asylum for the criminally insane, and your hunted trek across Europe.
Oh, not just now, Spatch. I would like to stand guard, if I may. That is, in case Angela needs anything. Leaving those two completely alone might not be the best idea.
Deborah, sit down. You need to eat as well. We're all famished. You too, Miss Spatch. This bed is big enough, and there's plenty of food. You can join us. We'll each have a corner of the bed and share a tray.
Besides, this is lovely. Isn't it, darling?
Oh, you're looking more like yourself now. So handsome. Isn't he handsome, Miss Spatch?
He certainly is, hon. You two look very sweet together.
Now, Angela, do you need to calm down? We don't want you getting too worked up over your husband.
What a strange thing to say, Miss Lavish.
Not at all. Dr. Jekyll and I must keep close watch on certain aspects of our emotional states. Isn't that right, Angela?
Oh, Deborah, I'm fine. You're here. Nothing will happen if we all sit together like this, eating and relaxing. The triggering mechanism for Lola Hyde was always more like...
What in heaven's name?
Good Lord.
What is that?
Burst my bridges.
Oh my goodness. The entire ship is shaking.
Quickly, let's get outside and see what's happening.
Here's a rope for the gentleman.
Thank you, Miss Spatch. Here, darling, let's get you moving. Come on, let's go. We may need to evacuate the ship.
Let me get the door for you, honey.
What the hell is that?
This is just a guess, mind you. But I would suggest
That is a gigantic mechanized vehicle, towering some 100 feet above the surface of the water, using 8 metallic appendages. I suspect its 2 additional and much larger front appendages have stopped our ship's progress, which is why we're being so rattled. Dr. Jekyll, do you agree with that assessment?
I'm afraid I must concur, Miss Spatch. It is truly terrifying.
But why is it doing this? What does it want?
Well, isn't it obvious, Miss Lavish? It's a pirate craft.
Attention, passengers and crew. I am Capitaine Cersei at the Condortmund. You are being relieved of certain cargo. And if you are very lucky, I will not sink your vessel in the process. Please do not attempt to delay our collection procedure, or you will certainly pay with your lives. Courtesy of the pirate crab.
See? I told you. Pirate crab. I'm good with headlines, too.